Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, crypto strategist issues Bitcoin alert as the U.S. dollar skyrockets to its highest level in 20 years. Quoting Kevin Svensson, as of right now, it just looks like continuation unless we were to bounce back above the trend line. And quoting Rec Capital, most of this entire Bitcoin bear market is behind us already, and the entire Bitcoin bull market is ahead of us. And this just in breaking news, the Russian central bank agrees to legalize the use of Bitcoin and crypto in international trade. Let's go. And more breaking news, Singapore's biggest bank to offer Bitcoin and crypto to 300,000 institutional clients through its mobile app, according to the Financial Times. Also be sharing the latest update from Plan B regarding the stock to flow model. Also in today's show, Vitalik reminds node operators to update their client before the Bellatrix upgrade. Quoting Vitalik here on Twitter, the merge is still expected to happen around September 13th to the 15th. What's happening today is the Bellatrix hard fork, which prepares the chain for the merge. Still important though, make sure to update your clients. Also in today's show, Federal Reserve researchers predict two adoption scenarios for crypto and DeFi in this new report. That's right, new research from the U.S. Federal Reserve offers two scenarios that could lead to widespread adoption of crypto and decentralized finance. Also in today's show, one more big sell-off coming for Bitcoin, says popular crypto analyst, and shares his target. That's right, in a new video update, Nicholas Merton of DataDash tells his 500,000 YouTube subs that he sees the king crypto having another meltdown before it finds a strong support level in the $12,000 to $14,000 range. Also in today's show, here's what can trigger Bitcoin and Ethereum surges to all-time highs, according to crypto veteran Bobby Lee. That's right, in a recent interview with Bloomberg, Lee says that if the predictions for a severe crypto winter fail to materialize, the Bitcoin and Ethereum will easily go back to their all-time highs recorded in November of 2021. In fact, he says Bitcoin can hit $300,000 by year's end. That's right. He says Bitcoin can soar as high as $300,000 in the current bull market based on historical patterns. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, my crypto fam? Welcome to podcast episode number 1039. Like, whoa, right? A crypto analyst who continues to build a following with his timely Bitcoin calls is issuing an alert for Bitcoin hodlers as the U.S. dollar erupts to a level not seen literally in two decades. Crypto strategist Kevin Svensson tells his 113,000 Twitter followers that Bitcoin recently broke below its diagonal support that has kept Bitcoin afloat since the June 2022 lows at around 17,600, which is the current low for this cycle. Quoting him here, as of right now, it just looks like continuation unless we were to bounce back above the trend line.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Now, his bearish view on Bitcoin comes as he believes that the U.S. dollar index, which tracks the value of the U.S. dollar relative to a basket of fiat currencies, is still in a strong uptrend. In a new strategy session, the crypto analyst says that the DXY appears to have more gas left in its tank after rising over 15% this year. Quoting him here, looking at the U.S. dollar index from the 4-hour chart, yeah, we're sustaining these levels. We're getting continued higher lows and higher highs, and it doesn't seem the momentum is slowing down anytime soon. So if the U.S. dollar index does break out on the daily time frame once again and sees another higher high on this run, that can be bad for Bitcoin. That can cause Bitcoin on the daily time frame to maybe even see lower lows, 18,600 at least from our recent low. Now, crypto traders keep a close watch on the U.S. dollar index as a surge in DXY suggests that investors are selling risk on assets like Bitcoin and crypto to seek safe haven status of the U.S. dollar. Now check this out. On Monday, the DXY rallied to 110.27 points, a level last touched by the index in June of 2002. That's right. So this is the strongest U.S. dollar currency index we have seen in 20 years. Crazy, right? Have to check out this video with Kevin Svensson entitled Exactly When Bitcoin Will Bottom. Check the show notes below the video in the description. And quoting crypto analyst Rec Capital, most of this Bitcoin bear market is behind us already, and an entire Bitcoin bull market is ahead of us. Preach. And this just in breaking news, Russian Central Bank agrees to legalize the use of Bitcoin and crypto in international trade. Bitcoin game theory in full effect. If you missed the episode I did yesterday, I covered this story in great detail. Be sure to check it out. Also, more breaking news, Singapore's biggest bank to offer Bitcoin and crypto to 300,000 institutional clients through its mobile app. According to the Financial Times, Bitcoin mass adoption, let's freak and go. And Plan B updates his stock to flow model here. 2024 halving, dark blue will be up and to the right. Hashtag stock to flow. And checking out his recent tweet here, difficulty and kilowatt hour based models are currently spot on. UTXO and TX based models are too low, and Bitcoin is below the stock to flow and time logarithmic regression models. Interesting times ahead. As someone responded, with all respect to your model, just a question, does the model consider fundamental factors in the price of Bitcoin? And Plan B responded, stock to flow model only considers one factor, scarcity, stock to flow ratio. All other factors, including macro, COVID, China mining ban, inflation, interest rates, US-Russia war, energy prices, etc., are not variables in the model and cause deviations from model value. And before I break down next story of the day, Vitalik reminds node operators to update their client before the Bellatrix upgrade. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. You can see Bitcoin, ETH, and many of the major alts are currently pumping and in the green. We got Bitcoin up almost 1% for the day, trading at around 19,900 at the time of this recording. We have Ether up over 6%, trading just under $1,700, while Binance Coin, Solana, Avalanche, Polkadot, Cardano, and XRP are all pumping and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Ethereum co-founder Vitalik is reminding node operators to upgrade their clients before the Bellatrix hard fork slated for September 6th. Buterin said that the scheduled upgrade will be the final update that prepares the Beacon chain, which is the proof of stake chain, for the merge. Quoting Vitalik here on crypto Twitter, the merge is still expected to happen around September 13th to the 15th, literally next week. What's happening today is the Bellatrix hard fork, which prepares the chain for the merge. Still important though, make sure to update your clients. Now, an Ethereum client is the software that allows Ethereum nodes to read blocks on the blockchain and smart contracts. A node is the running piece of the client software. And in order to run a node, one has to first download the Ethereum client application. A node can be run by different Ethereum client software that varies in the programming language used and code base. So there you have it. How many of you are currently running an Ethereum node? Let me know in the comments below. Ethereum node operators must comply with the Bellatrix upgrade by updating its consensus layer. Clients prior to the epoch of 144,896 on the Beacon chain. The upgrade is scheduled to take place at 11:34 a.m. UTC. This upgrade consolidates the proof of stake chain with the current execution layer and its last key update before the merge. And prior to the Bellatrix upgrade, 73.5% of all node operators were merged already, meaning 26.5% of node operators were yet to update their clients. Now, the Ethereum Foundation warned that a non-updated client would sink to the pre fork blockchain. And apart from Buterin, lead developer Tim Baco also reminded node operators to update their clients before the key upgrade. Quoting him here, Bellatrix is tomorrow. Last chance to upgrade your node. If you haven't yet, we are merging. Now the Bellatrix upgrade will be followed by the official merge slated between September 13th to the 15th in an official event called the Paris upgrade. The merge will be triggered when TTD reaches this insane number, after which the next block will be produced by a beacon chain validator, making the official beginning of Ethereum's proof of stake era. Now the much awaited transition would spark completion of the second phase of the three phase transition process for Ethereum. With the move to proof of stake, Ethereum is aiming to become more energy efficient and scalable. However, the merge won't have any impact on the gas fees or scalability, so do keep that in mind. Those features are expected to arrive with the completion of the final phase slated for late 2023. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish for the merge and excited for this Ethereum hard fork? Let me know in the comments below. And before I break down next way of the day, the Federal Reserve researchers predict two adoption scenarios for crypto and DeFi in their latest report. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting just under that psychological $1 trillion milestone with about $72 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance still on the decline at 38.2%, the lowest level it's been in 4 years, while the ETH dominance is on the climb now at 20.4%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Terra Classic leading the pack up 25%, trading at 4.2 cents, followed by Ether Classic up 25.5%, trading just above 40 bucks, followed by Raven Coin up 16.3%, trading at 3.7 cents. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past 1 week, we have Luna Classic leading the pack up 184%. We have DeFi up 57.9% and Raven Coin up 35.9%. And checking out, one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we are currently rated at 22 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday at 23, last week at 27, and last month a 30 in fear. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. New research from the U.S. Federal Reserve offers two scenarios that can lead to the widespread adoption of crypto and decentralized finance, better known as DeFi. In a new report they published, the Fed says that there are two paths forward, one where blockchain finance intertwines with traditional finance, and one where they are separate but parallel. Quoting the report here, broadly speaking, there are two conceptual scenarios, not necessarily mutually exclusive, that can lead to a breakthrough in which blockchain finance may become an important provider of the services currently provided by off-chain financial markets and institutions. In one scenario, these blockchain services gain greater interoperability with the existing payments and financial system, for example, evolving to link real assets to public blockchains. A second scenario may see crypto assets evolving to become a separate parallel financial system that provides services for the real economy. And according to the Fed study, financial stability risks loom in either scenario, as both the decentralized finance and centralized finance subsectors are largely unregulated. Quoting them here, in either scenario, both CeFi and DeFi may pose financial stability risks that are exacerbated by the fact that both are currently largely outside the prudential regulatory perimeter. Now, remedying many of those potential weaknesses is conceptually relatively easy for the large class of CeFi providers, but can prove more challenging for DeFi providers. Now, the existence of a centralized intermediary in the case of CeFi provides an entity that is potentially subject to regulation and with which the supervisors may be able to discuss their concerns. However, DeFi products and services may not be so easily brought into the current supervisory and regulatory perimeter. Now, the Fed also looks at the wild price swings in crypto and suggests two ways to improve the stability of the digital asset markets. Quoting the report again here, an additional way to reduce the volatility of cryptocurrency prices might be for various aspects of DeFi to be more closely integrated to the existing financial system. This approach could take the form of the 2021 proposal that stablecoins should only be issued by insured depositories backed by deposit insurance and central bank liquidity facilities, such as the Federal Reserve's discount window. And finally, the creation of a central bank digital currency, better known as a CBDC, that becomes available on public, permissionless, Blockchains such as Ethereum may also serve to reduce volatility. So there you have it. All I know is this. Just say no to CBDCs and say yes to Bitcoin. Just saying. And before I break down next way of the day, one more big sell-off coming for Bitcoin, says popular crypto analyst, and shares his target, as well as here's what can trigger Bitcoin and Ethereum surges to all-time highs, according to crypto veteran Bobby Lee, who is predicting a $300,000 Bitcoin price still in play for this year. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,300 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel, hit that bell to turn on all notifications. Will Smith, that like button and drop a comment right down below as it helps out tremendously with the YouTube algorithm. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Wiley followed crypto analyst Nicholas Merton says there's one more big sell-off event on the horizon for Bitcoin. That's right. In a new video update, the host of Data Dash tells his 500,000 YouTube subs that he sees the King Crypto having another meltdown before it finds a strong support level in the $12,000 to $14,000 range. Quoting him here, do we have another sell-off coming? Are we going to get one more final decline in prices and build a base on a probably more solid foundational channel at around $12,000 to $14,000 for Bitcoin? Is it so crazy to think that that could happen? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. Merton mentions the net unrealized profit and loss, known as the NUPL metric, an on-chain indicator that essentially shows whether Bitcoin hodlers are in a state of profit or loss. When the NUPL is above zero, there are more investors in profit than in losses. And below zero, more investors are nursing losses than repeating profits. He says that Bitcoin's NUPL has stayed in a negative territory long enough to safely assume that the downtrend is over, as he shares here. During periods of time when we are at these bull market highs, the NUPL model is reading somewhere at around 0.7 to 0.75, really overbought periods, and we start to charter into negative territory where price is lower than the average price most of Bitcoin were moved at on chain. Now you can see when we enter into this blue range, which you can see here in this chart, which we did for a short period of time in June, we tend to hang in this range for a while during typical bear markets. The closely followed analyst says the Bitcoin can be entering uncharted territories as it has never traded through a period of monetary tightening and interest rate hikes. He also says that he doubts that the Fed will end up pivoting back to quantitative easing anytime soon as it has in the past. As he shares here, I want to emphasize one big thing. In all of the 10, generally 12 years, the Bitcoin has been liquidity traded on exchanges. We have never had a full 50% recession or almost depressionary correction or bear market in equity. We have had your typical 20% bear markets where things start to sell 20 to 30%, where things sell off and the Fed comes in to the rescue and saves the day. However, the Fed can no longer do what it's done before, not unless it cools inflation. If the Fed were to print more for whatever reason and try to save the day, they are going to exacerbate the issue big time. The Fed cannot do that in a world of supply chain issues, of talent shortage in the economy, low labor force participation, and all of the concerns around commodity prices. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Nicholas Merton. And to watch this video he did entitled Bitcoin is about to surprise everyone, check the show notes below the video in the description. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Crypto veteran Bobby Lee, who I've interviewed here on the show, says he remains bullish on the King crypto as well as Ethereum and the wider crypto market despite the recent downturn. In a new interview with Bloomberg, Lee says that if the predictions for a severe crypto winter fail to materialize, Bitcoin and Ethereum will easily go back to the all-time highs recorded in November of 2021. The crypto veteran says that the upgrade will see Ethereum transition from a proof-of-work consensus mechanism to proof-of-stake, which will serve as the catalyst, which will see the two crypto assets rally back to their record highs. Quoting Bobby Lee here, I am very bullish on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. It's just that I think last time I was on the show, I was worried about the price. In the short term, there was a price correction, and compared to then, Bitcoin and Ethereum have come up more than 20% in price, and I think the call for bear market that might be premature, we'll see, right? If the bear market doesn't materialize, you can easily see Bitcoin and Ethereum go back towards their previous highs, especially with this upcoming upgrade for Ethereum. This is very important for the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Everyone's anticipating it. On the other hand, if there really is a bear market, I think that's a short-term 1 to 2 year affair, and that's just to set the stage for a big new super rally in the coming years. Now let's discuss his $300,000 Price prediction, Bitcoin can soar as high as $300,000 in the current bull market based on its historical patterns, according to Bobby Lee. However, he warned that the bubble will burst after peaking and the cryptocurrency can see declines for years. Quoting him here, Bitcoin bull market cycles come every 4 years, and this is a big one, said Lee, who is currently the chief executive of crypto wallet Ballot. I think we could really go up to over $100,000 this summer. Two of these mega bull market cycles have occurred over the last 8 years, he told CNBC's Squawk Box, pointing out that the last one was in 2017, when the price of Bitcoin surged to nearly $20,000 by the year end from about $1,000 a year earlier. Quoting Bobby Lee here, it could go down by quite a bit, and that's when the bubble bursts. In the Bitcoin crypto industry, we call it Bitcoin winter, and it can last from 2 to 3 years. Now, investors should be aware that Bitcoin's value could fall as much as 80 to 90% of its value from its all-time high peak, the entrepreneur said. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Bitcoin OG, Bobby Lee, that Bitcoin still has the potential to hit $300,000 per coin this year. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Taekwon wrote, "Hey man, been listening to the podcast overnights at work. Got me to get my first coin with the sound advice. Keep up the good work, bruh. Congratulations. Keep stacking them sats." The next featured comment comes from Hillinger, bullish on ETH merge, although likely big drop in ETH price after whether the outcome is bad or good. Agreed, 100%. Let's get this crypto. And our third and final featured comment comes from Recovery Soldier. "I wouldn't mind $11,000 Bitcoin. Then I get a discount on my way to a whole Bitcoin." Exactly. The lower the Bitcoin price drops, the better the sale to take advantage of stacking them sats. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, be sure to drop me a comment right down below. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button, hit that bell icon, Will Smith that like button, and drop a comment right down below. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.